Philly folk artist Leroy Johnson has set up a studio on the Parkway. More from Peter Crimmins.
The Fishbowl is the former ticketing building for the Barnes Foundation Galleries. It's a detached structure at the sidewalk with glass walls, so anyone passing by can see how much of a mess Leroy Johnson is making.
I was fortunate enough that I grew up with my own bedroom.
Johnson grew up in the 1940s in Eastwick. That's a neighborhood in South Philadelphia down by the airport.
And my own bedroom was far messier than this because I always had books all over. I always had painting stuff, and I always had science equipment. And my room was always a mess, because that's how I am.
Johnson makes paintings and sculptures using scraps of what most people see as trash. Small bits of fabric, little pieces of metal, cardboard, even an old watch band. All that stuff turns this glass house into clutter.
I swept the floor. Come on. I'm an artist. I'm trying to do something. I'm trying to find something. I'm not trying to come up with something you've already seen.
Johnson makes what some call urban folk art. He's a former Pew Fellow and inspired by African-American vernacular artists like Horace Pippin and Jacob Lawrence. But Johnson works in a very abstract way. All the junk he sticks on his canvases are deeply felt, even therapeutic.
Freud said, if in anger or emotion or happiness or whatnot, if you did something like this.
Johnson wads up a piece of paper and throws it to the floor.
Bam! You just objectified some subconscious feeling within yourself. You suddenly have made it conscious, and now you can deal with it.
While in studio at the Barnes, Johnson is working on a series of paintings depicting Civil War battles. Rather than show troop movements, these paintings communicate the messy and violent horror of the battlefield. He doesn't see it as just history.
The conditions that people are living under now are directly related to the aftermath of the Civil War. Remember, Jim Crow was instituted thing. Birth of a Nation, that so-called masterpiece of racism by G.W. Griffith came out, you know, that disgusting piece of crap. The way people are living now is not an accident.
Johnson says he's going to spend at least a few hours every day in the Barnes studio during his residency, and visitors are invited to drop in. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.